onwards as far as Siren Online is concerned, and also Siren Radio. We've just identified it's Emily, of course. Emily, who's with us. I say, of course. I mean, Emily, to be fair, you haven't been part of this wonderful institution for too long, have you?
No,
really?
Not too long, only a couple of months. Really,
so allowing for that, you know, Kirsty sort of not knowing who you were, even though you worked with, but is irrelevant. So, sorry, Kirsty. I mean, of course, your fingers on the pulse on that side of things. Are you still with us, Anna Lewis?
I am indeed. I'm at Ravenscourt Park.
I mean, this must be exciting for yourself, Becky, because it's like doing the underground trips from Lincoln. It's fantastic. That's just me getting excited about that whole thing. Anna, what have you been getting up to today?
Well, today's the day that my friend turns 56, and we're going to see Libera at the Westminster Cathedral near Victoria Station. So we're heading off. He's leaving work any minute now, and I'm just making my way in. And Westminster Cathedral is beautiful. It's Byzantine, and when we were at Salisbury Hill all those years ago, our choir sung for the Pope there. So it has wonderful acoustics. It's a lovely cathedral.
It was awesome. Of course, it was, I believe, Pope John Paul I, or second, I would say. John Paul II.
In
case people are wondering, which Pope are we referring to? Because there have been a lot of them since, of course, we started with St. Peter back in the day. We're not going to go into a kind of religious mode, but you never know what could be happening on that side of things. Anna, would you like to ask Kirsty and Emily the usual questions about what exciting things are happening in the events team for the University of Lincoln?
Yes, that would be very interesting to be up to date on this. What is happening at Lincoln at the moment?
Travellers on the London Underground need to know.
Well, we've got another open day coming up on Saturday, the 27th of October, so we're back to our Saturday date. So that's obviously a week on Saturday. And then we've also got the Chris Packham Halloween special, Bats and Owls special, where we have Bats and Owls coming in to our LPAC venue, and he's doing a presentation on them.
Kirsty, I've just got to. I mean, it's exciting, Chris Packham, but we don't say that accurate. We say Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. I've been consistently informed and had wrists slapped constantly, say it's Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. I have pointed out to Craig Morrow that it does have LPAC on the building, so I think, you know, it's justified for saying that. But he seems to think, Anna, can you believe this, that the letters LPAC, as opposed to Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, seem to suggest some kind of brand of Danish margarine or butter? Or some sort of rap artist from New York? I mean, these are the kind of things which you think, I think unusual. Oh, yes, but never mind. That's the way things are. And tickets literally more or less just last ones available. So if you want to go for it.
Sold out nearly, so yeah.
Emily, have you seen Chris Packard before?
No, I haven't, obviously, on the TV. But no, I haven't had much to do with him since being at the university. So,
are you excited about Chris Packard? Bats and Owls.
Yeah, definitely.
Fantastic. And what's been your favourite experience so far since working with the team that effectively Julie Corn, Ellie and Heather and Kirsty all built together, you know?
Well, it's just really the range of events that we do. I've worked in events for quite a while, so it's just a very different working in, like, the recruitment style of events. So it's just interesting, and obviously it's quite nice seeing people, the way that the events are trying to please people and bring people into the university. So, yeah, it's a different style, so it's really interesting.
And would you like to share your resume with us, you know, in terms of what brought you to Lincoln?
I actually moved up here because my partner moved up here for work as well. So, and originally came from London. So,
which part?
So North London, more Hertfordshire. So, just outside of London. I always say that, but not quite.
To a girl like Becky, that's not London.
No.
That's some sort of Northern Ike province. You know, you say E by gum and so on. Prior to that, of course, you were with what company?
So I was working in Central London. I was working in Watford for Harry Potter Studios, the Warner Brother tour.
You've gone up again in our estimation. You know, it's like stocks and shares.
Yeah, so I worked for them for about 6 months doing a bit of a temping thing as well. But that was, very exciting.
Preparation for Owls, of course, given that you're on the tour. You've kind of got that sort of thing to...
Yeah.
And now you've obviously seen the home of Hogwarts, also known as Lincoln Cathedral.
Yeah, similar.
Think things slotting into place, do you feel?
Yeah, quite.
Where are we now, Anna? We seem to be moving once again.
We're going to Baron's Court.
Well, if you're going in via that line, I think you're probably sort of. In fact, are you not underground now? I mean, have we got a signal that's working even underground now?
Well, it's still working. We haven't gone on. We've gone through a tunnel, but not underground yet.
Right. It'll happen, though. It'll happen. Let's see if we can ask those last two questions before we cut off completely. And let's see if, Ben, you can deliver them with your customary aplomb style and the kind of impact that was sadly lacking by one or two presenters at the awards ceremony last night. I'm sorry.
Anna, have you enjoyed your telephonic litmus today on the show?
I have. It's been absolutely exciting.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
And will you be joining us again next week, perhaps on the tube again?
I would absolutely love to, and I won't be on a tube next week, that's the truth.
How will cope?
She'll be on a bungee jump. That's the whole thing. It's the way forward. Awesome. And we'll be speaking to Els Bailey in about 15 minutes or so from now. She's back in the country doing great stuff as well. Meanwhile, though, a few weeks ago, we spoke to a fabulous travel guide who was just shortlisted for an award with respect to Go Travel, etc. He was talking us through European travel and Transylvania and all sort of adventurous travel scenarios. Needless to say, when he was successful with respect to the award, we had to say, come back, Gabbo. Come back, Gabbo Candle. How are you, Gabbo? And what's the weather like in Spain?
I'm back, guys. I'm back. I never left. I'm here with you guys. Thank you for having me again.
Well, Seville to Lincoln. There's obviously got to be a book that's read about that side of things. Gabbo, congratulations first and foremost on winning the award.
Thank you very, very much.
Would you like to share with the team, because we have four fine folk in the studio, that's Ben, Kirsty, Emily and Becky, what exactly you won the award for and why you just moved from strength to strength? And if anybody wants a travel guide for European adventures, you're the go-to person.
Well, absolutely. From the first moment when I was shortlisted by the Wanderlust magazine, imagine the situation. I'm using me in Crete, training some team leaders to run some tours in amazing Greece. And then I found out I was one of the 10 shortlisted, and they started throwing plates, breaking plates. That's what the Greeks do, right? To celebrate. And then a couple of weeks ago, when I went, I have the honor of being part of the 10 shortlisted, and with all the organization, and having actually G Adventures, that's the company I work for, and having three shortlisted guides for the first time in history, that was like an overwhelming situation. Actually, I have to say that I have a very late reaction to feelings, and what happened that week actually hit me a couple of days ago. And I'm honored. I cannot say anything but thank you and honor both to G Adventures and Wanderlust to actually give back to us, to leaders, because what we do on the road is giving back to people all the time, right?
Absolutely. G Adventures, Wanderlust, highly commended was the award. Talk to us about those, I say, extreme journeys through Europe. But, obviously when you joined us on the programme first time around, we talked about Transylvania. Great for bats, of course, and Harry Potter and the connections from that side of things, particularly with Halloween. What have you been working on now? And I must admit, obviously, you're delighted to be in London and to actually work through that. But now you're back in Sevilla. What are you working on at present?
Actually, at the moment, I'm in Seville, watching my travelers doing wakeboard in an artificial lake. And I have plans for the winter because, as you said, it's a lot of surprises and a lot of great adventures are coming. One of them we are working on is the Halloween party at Dracula's castle in Transylvania. On top of that is a costume party, so everybody should bring your costumes from home. And it's time to celebrate. And last year for the same tour, I have the honor to run this tour, and it was a party with 100 people inside the palace of the castle. It was snowing, it was a full moon, and it was probably the best party I ever been in my life.
It was authentic Europe. That's the important thing. Incidentally, people are wondering, have we forgotten about the Southeast Asia guide? That's Kim Hoon, and the South American guide, Neil Rabjohn. We haven't. Congratulations as well to that. But obviously, Gabo, you were the number one person to go to. Let's open it up a wee bit more. Ben, you had the joy of being in the exotic land of Crewe for the last year, which, don't undersell it. You know, Crewe and the Potteries, Stoke, it's fantastic. Any thoughts or questions you'd like to put to Gabo, please?
It was anything but exotic, my sad. But, Gabo, so if we talk about Europe in general, if that's your sort of speciality, if we call it that, is there anywhere in particular that you found to be your favourite place to go?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I've been running this for 4 years now, and if I can pick two destinations to explore in Europe before, it's not a secret anymore, is the island of Crete. We have a tour that goes all through mainland Greece, and we spent 5 days in Crete. This is my favorite tour. It's called The Best of Greece, and it's fantastic. And for the ones that actually are more like history history buffs, I would recommend to go and visit the Balkans, the Balkan region. I'm talking about Bosnia, Serbia, Montenegro, and of course, beautiful Croatia and Slovenia. But we have a lot of tours, and with our partnership with National Geographic, we offer a lot of insight, right? And this will be the second best tour that I will recommend to people. But talking about winter a little bit more, as we are off season, we have very, very special trips, like to mention some, the Carnival in Venice. We can actually escape to the sun of Sri Lanka and sail in the north of Sri Lanka. We can also offer, we also offer every year a trip to the Northern Lights in Norway to see or try to hunt those Northern Lights that actually are in everybody's bucket list, right?
Becky, I'm thinking Reading Week coming up shortly. I mean, you fancy the Carnival in Venice, the trip to see the Northern Lights. I mean, do these things appeal? You say, no, actually, that's why I go back to South London to experience reality.
If only I could spend every reading week going on trips across Europe, or across the world at least, but no, unfortunately for me, it's back to South London.
Oh, yes, I mean, Gabba waited years to actually experience London, so he finally has award-winning side of things. Let's turn to Emily and Kirsty. I mean, Kirsty first, any particular travel destination which you've thought, that's where I'd like to go? And does anything that Gabba's been talking about from G Adventures strike you as, yes, that's worthwhile?
Crete is definitely somewhere I'd like to go to. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, I've got this real thing about wanting to go to Malta.
Malta?
Yeah.
Gabba, have you ever done Malta?
I've been to all the 50 countries in Europe, yes, and Malta is a gem.
It's thumbs up from Gabba, yeah. So obviously it's thumbs up from us. And Emily?
I actually have never been to Italy. I'd really like to.
Really?
Yeah, venture to Italy. It does look, the food in
North
particular.
North or south?
I haven't really got a preference, just anywhere in Italy at the moment because I haven't been.
Gabba, where would you recommend in Italy a first time I should actually go? I mean, here we've heard that Sicily might be blown up with an explosive volcano shortly. Only kidding, I know. It's just geologists. But have you got, it would be pretty extreme though. Any thoughts about where Emily should actually go for her first trek to Italy if it's in the cards in the near future?
Emily, my first advice would be check the south region of Italy. I'm talking about Sorrento, I'm talking about Positano, I'm talking about hiking in the Walk of the Gods or the Pass of the Gods. We have actually some options about, in the wintertime, actually. We have a style of trip called local living, and we offer a homestay, agro-tourism stay in a house with a family. They cook for us. So imagine that Italians, they know about food, right? And then from that same house, you get to travel and you get to hike, you get to do horseback riding, cooking classes, wine tasting, noise tasting, a lot of things, over the winter. And on top of everything, the weather is going to be fantastic. So,
point to bear in mind, Emily, have a word with Julie and indeed with Heather and Ellie and say, Ellie, you need to sort of spread the University of Lincoln word, need to go to this holiday. Research trip. Research trip to actually sort of magic things. Gabba, it's been awesome sharing some thoughts with you. Congratulations once again. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
I do. Well, I'm watching my travellers falling down in the river now.
Don't dive in there! I'm sorry.
I think I will step in and say something.
Yeah, you've got, exactly. Yeah, gadventures.co.uk, they care about their travellers, even if they're jumping in the river. Will you be kind enough to join us again from some part of your next adventure? Will you be able to come back and join us?
That will be amazing. Thank you very much for the invite.
A round of applause for award-winning Gabba from gadventures. Hopefully next, New York. Let my love open the door.
Don't let them bring you down. Love can cure your problems. You're so lucky I'm around. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door to your heart. To your heart. To your heart. To your heart. To your heart.
So pretty much every Els Bailey song opens the door to our heart because she's awesome and she's back with us. Els Bailey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. It seems like only yesterday there was the Snart family, Tessa and her mum and dad, and we were in that part of the land called Saltburn by the sea. Saltburn by the sea, listening to the awesomeness of Your Good Self in performance. And now, as we've just been talking about Italy and Sevilla and Transylvania and so on, you're heading to Hartlepool. Ben, you've just got to focus on the positive. That's the important thing.
Yeah,
you know,
the
citizens of Hartlepool are going to be blown away by Els Bailey in so many wonderful ways, etc. So how's it been over the last few weeks? I noticed on the new Els, well, it's not new, but the ElsBailey.com website, wonderful brand furnishing stuff, including a video for Shake It Off.
Have you not seen that?
Well, yes, strange as it may seem, no. But it's all it's all set and ready to go now to hopefully accompany the joys of Shake It Off, because it's just, I mean, we heard earlier the classic Howlin' Wolf. It's great stuff. Singer, songwriter, general Ryan, wonderful person. From Nashville to Hartlepool, it just carries on regardless. Becky, any questions for Els? See, she's silenced. We're silenced with the awesomeness of that. I'll tell you what, a picture might be worth 1,000 words, but an Els Bailey tune is worth 10 million. Let's have a listen to Els Bailey singing Shake It Off. Stay with us, Els. We'll watch the video, and I'm sure that the team, including possibly Kirsty and Emily, if they can stay for maybe 2 or 3 minutes after 5:30, they will also have one or two things to actually say as well. So, Els, would you like to do the magical introduction in your own unique way to Shake It Off, please?
Well, you are listening to my version of Taylor Swift's Shake It Off.
Stop on. It's like I got this music in my mind, saying it's gonna be alright. Who's to play? You're gonna play, play, play. And the hater gonna hate, I hate, hate. But baby, I'm just gonna shake it, shake it out, shake it out. Oh, heartbreak, you're gonna break, break.
Emily, your thoughts on Shake It Off?
I like it. It's got two sides of it. Very quite chilled, but also quite upbeat at the same time.
Quite chilled, but upbeat at the same time.
Yeah.
Nice. We've had the words Lady Antebellum and Dido mentioned, Els, in the matter of listening to those. It's extraordinary, right?
Oh.
Exactly. My thoughts exactly. Kirsty.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was really different. I wouldn't think to take a song like that and
completely rework it to a magical sense. And presumably the video was shot in Nashville because it had lots of signs with Nashville in there, which makes sort of sense. I was a bit concerned about you lying in the middle of the field, actually, but that's by the by. What did you make of it, Becky?
I liked it. Can you hear me? Yeah, I liked it.
You use a microphone, we can.
Like
except if you have sound guys in Saltburn, in which case, maybe if you use a microphone, you can't hear a darn thing. But we'll talk about that with us another time. You know, what the hey.
Like Kirsty was saying, that's not something I would ever, like, think to do with that song. Mm. But it's really interesting the way you've taken it, and it fits your voice very well. And I like it, yeah.
It's called creativity.
Ben.
I thought it was really good. It was, something different, but you made it your own, and it was similar to what the girls were saying. It's not something I'd have thought of myself, but naturally I'm not a singer, so I probably wouldn't. But then, you know, it was a good song to listen to.
See, the thing with Els is she takes stuff and then she delivers something as magic as this.
Hey, this is Els Bailey. You're listening to the Midweek Drive on Siren Radio.
Genius. You know, just straight in there and one take. And that was after her van and touring coach had basically completely collapsed. It was amazing. Happy days. Are we writing songs about that, Els, in terms of the... And how is the old faithful transporter of the Els Bailey band?
Yeah, been fine ever since then, actually. Mm. So, I definitely got my insurance worth.
Marvellous.
After Saltburn,
Well, we knew it was going to work out okay. So far on this, your so far biggest headline tour to date, The Road I Call Home, you have been to the Wootton Blues Fest, the Carlisle Blues Fest, the Half Moon in London, the Met in Bury, Flower Pot in Derby, the Philharmonic in Liverpool, Fat Lils in Whitney. Not sure about that name. Arlington Arts in Newbury, the Live Music Club in Coolham, the Basement in Chelmsford. In fact, actually, you're there tomorrow night because you move from Chelmsford to the Shed in Leicester on Friday. And then, of course, wow, the Supporters Club in Hartlepool on the 20th. That's Saturday. it's going to be, I mean, I'm tragic. I don't think I'm going to be able to get there this time around because I'm booked to do the Countryside Live venue. But there's still a chance to catch you at the Old School Hall, Maidstone, on the 26th of October, the Little Rabbit Barn in Colchester. Why no Lincoln?
Oh, next time. Well, actually, I'm playing Lincoln on the 11th of March. Don't tell anyone, though.
Exactly.
Top secret. Any questions you'd like to put to Els, please? Emily? And that's another case of great radio coming across from the Midweek Drive, just delivered in that sort of magical, inspirational way. Yep. Clearly, that's the classic thing. I actually I'm holding in my left hand, Els, the autographed copy of the album Els Bailey Wildfire, the deluxe edition. Stuff. A treasured routine. It's really wondering if I'll pass it over so Ben can actually have a look at the whole thing himself and peruse the whole system while we say, have you got any final thoughts from yourself, Becky? No. Well, my microphone's working, etc. You can go to elsbailey.com and sort various other bits and pieces out. Next week, Els, Sound and Country Vision has a Halloween special. I cannot believe Tessa has not invited you. I mean, it's a shocker. We could only presume you're otherwise engaged, but you're always welcome on the Sound and Country Vision show.
Oh, bless you. Thank
because
you.
That's essential, and I'm sure that Tessa would be mortified to hear that. I feel that she exactly. So I'll make her sound, producer. Born in Bristol, doing a whole range of other bits and pieces. Is the year shaping out well for you, Els? I mean, overall, are you happy with what you've been doing so far?
Yes, just honestly, it's been totally mad. There's a reason why the album is called Road I Call Home, and you know that. I've been always on the road.
Absolutely.
Always constantly exhausted. I looked in the mirror today and I do not look like myself, but thank God for makeup and my hairdresser. And it's a good year. It's a good year.
Exactly. Of course, if you look in the mirror and you don't look like yourself, you could A, either have plastic surgery, B, actually be a schizophrenic, or C, just be having one of those out-of-body experiences. Any of those lines could actually sort of jump into place. Becky, from the list of titles that I'm going to give you now, I'm going to ask you to make a selection. This is a random chance number, and Els can probably respond by saying, oh, why, or, oh, that's a good choice, or interesting, or maybe a story. We will run them by you. People We Used to Be, Same Flame, Time's a Healer, Leaper's Fork, or Soul to Rest, or Barrel of a Gun. Which one would you want to go for?
Barrel of a Gun.
Really?
Oh.
Classic, obviously. Very good. Any information about Barrel of a Gun, which isn't actually in no way meant to actually endorse the use of firearms in any way, shape or form, but Els, would you like to share with us what we're about to listen to now?
So this is taken from my debut album, Wildfire. It's a song that I wrote with my brother, and it's a little bit about revenge. Called Barrel of a Gun.
Els Bailey, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
Of course I have, always.
Will you be back with us again in the very near future and keep us on that road to happiness?
Yes, definitely.
You say I've been looking down the barrel of your gun. Oh, ever since we first met, when this began. Oh, I let you believe you had this hold on me. I played my part to perfection, then I threw away the key. Buried my brick, I'll come down, stole my soul. You think I don't have a plan after all we've been through? If I'm coming now, you're coming too. You think that you're in control, you're pulling the string. Oh, but you better believe I'll never. Oh, this revenge tastes so sweet, you're gonna go down hard. Cause I've been playing the hand while you've been dealing the cards. Vibrate by brick, I'll come down, stone by stone, I will fall. Strike that match, watch the flames take it all. You think I don't have a plan?
Els Bailey on Siren Radio, and it's coming around to 22 minutes to 6 o'clock as far as the UK is concerned. In New York, it's around about midday, but apparently all the lines are busy, so it doesn't look as though Bill Coles is going to be connecting to us or with us from New York. And even more tragically, it looks as though we're losing Emily after 38 minutes. Because she's being taken away by Kirsty, and well, what could you say? Probably disgraced yourself, Emily. I'm sure you'll have sorts of things. Never mind. Have you enjoyed your piece on the programme?
Yes, it's been enjoyable.
A reminder, of course, that two biggies coming up, one of which is the Open Day, open to everyone. You can come along and see a whole range of other bits and pieces to excite folk, and that is on the 27th. Of October, so in good time for Halloween and a whole stack of other things. And of course, there's still the possibility, teeny though it may be, of actually seeing the Owls, the Bats, and Chris Packham on October 31st, which is actually a fortnight today, and seeing a whole stack of other wondrous things as well. Which is it. And from your own point of view, this is like 2 weeks in a row, Kirsty. Very good. Be back next week.
I'm not, no.
No, it's sad enough, really, guys. It's quite all right. But presumably you'll be back in some way, shape or form.
Yes.
Or will you just say, Heather, just take over, I can't take it anymore.
No, I will be back.
You know, if he has to, if he starts playing more blues-based music, I'm just walking out of here straight away.